are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, y'all? It is Sizzin. I'm an alpha male from the north. I love to shotgun White Claws. Sometimes I like to shotgun them at bars when they're open. Eddie, over to you.
Yup, I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's or the what's. And I'm still at home because I am still testing positive for the coronavirus.
Boys, I'm going to tell you what. It was a great... Yesterday, watching the golf, the final round, it was the
golf. Yes, guys, call it the golf.
Guys, it was. I'm not going to finish this sentence. Guys, it was a great.
No, it was the greatest.
Let me talk about it.
I enjoyed watching the
golf,
the final round.
And on the other channel, they were having the basketball. It was a lot of fun.
No, I was trying to see how I was going to describe it, but you guys made it so enjoyable because we were all three glued to the TV and the text thread between us three was just going, and it made it so much more enjoyable because I was expecting people to be dropping darts, like people going low, and it was just kind of like blah golf until number 16. I mean, it was just kind of like nothing major exciting was happening.
Well, Coach, come on. Let's. I think my favorite thing about our text thread is Ray's swinging votes towards every golfer on the field.
Like that's what I mean.
They hit a good shot, and he was like, oh, man, they're going to win it. They hit a bad shot. Oh, they're giving up. Yeah, they're going to win it.
Oh, Cameron Champ, he's giving up. He doesn't care anymore.
I mean, he was crowning golfers, and he was cutting golfers left and right based on one shot. And I'm like, Ray, this is golf, dude. You don't base it on one shot. You base it on the entire round.
Dude, what I loved about Ray is...
I liked how we were bashing. Like, the Lunchbox hit at Jason Day. He goes, oh, Jason Day? Jason Day go night-night. I mean, Coach, we were just knocking every single golfer.
And then Ray was so funny because the leader would be at minus 11, and Ray would be like, minus 11's going to win this. Minus 11's going to win it.
He was doing a live bet.
And then someone else, you know, goes to, and then they go down to minus 10, and he's like, oh, minus 10's going to win it. Minus 10. And I'm like, Ray, they're already at that. So pick a different number that they're not at. And predict something. He kept saying whatever number they're at. That's the winner. I feel it.
Listen, we were all in on Paul Casey. He was our guy, and for 10, 11 holes, he was right up there. He remained at the top. But good God, Morikawa, his nuts were in my face for easily 4 holes.
Oh, he was
props
so good.
Props to you, Coach. Props to you because you came in Sunday and immediately hit the text thread and go, boys. Paul Casey's the winner today. And I mean, you look at the line at that point, Coach, and he was probably, he was definitely top 10.
Right, but it was
he was not up there.
It was a plus 1,200 bet, so.
It was plus 1,800 when I got it.
So then that's what it is. Yeah, you could still get crazy odds in the final day of the competition. That's how close it was with 10 golfers, which is usually unheard of. There's never a stacked leaderboard that closely knit with a bunch of big-name guys.
And then on the broadcast, Ray, they would say, oh, it's getting colder, you know what I mean? The wind's starting to pick up, and Ray would text, oh, the winning scorers better hurry up because the winds pick up in the evening in San Fran.
he's just quoting everything they're saying.
He was quoting everything they were saying. Like, they were talking about the weather, like the girl broadcast, the interview girl at the end.
Yeah,
I don't know her name.
We know her. Yeah, Rachel
Amanda.
Baronas.
She Amanda. She went and got a jacket on, and then Ray texts, hey, it's getting cold in San Fran.
Exactly.
No crap.
Baronas took off her skirt and put on some Lulus and a coat, Coach. I told you guys the cold weather was coming.
Well, you know what? I'm going to start telling everyone that I meet, and once we talk about golf, I'm going to tell them, yeah, Morikawa, you know, he went to Cal, right? Because that's the one thing I freaking learned by watching the dumb tournament yesterday is that this guy went to Cal. They said it 10 times.
And I would love to actually talk to Morikawa and say, so did you go to San Francisco a lot? Because, good God, the broadcasters acted like you were in San Francisco every weekend. And I guarantee you he would say, no, our campus was about 13 miles from San Francisco, but we never really went into San Francisco.
And they kept saying how he played that course like 13, 14 times in college, so it really gave him an advantage. And then they interview him after the round when he gets the trophy. And they're like, how much of an advantage did it give you? He goes, well, none really. It's completely different, and I still had to come out here and read greens and hit shots. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, I played it, but they don't set it up the same. He goes, so I wouldn't really say it gave me that big of an advantage. I mean, it was hilarious to hear him after the broadcast the whole day talked about what an advantage it was. But here are some great tweets from or texts from Ray.
Oh, don't read them all, Coach.
DJ, welcome to implosion population. You.
That's a good one. Coach, then, don't read them all. Not in today's climate.
Matthew Wolf misses a putt. Night, night, Wolf.
No, then I did the Wolf emoji. The next text.
Oh, watch out. Jason Day, he's going to win it.
All right. So I went
Jason Day, coach. Coach, he finished like an hour before everyone else did.
I know.
Champ, thanks for playing. You're done.
Yeah, Champ came close. He was a champ, but then he turned into a chump. Thank you. Who's talking in the background?
Hey, Bryson,
That's my son.
Hey, Bryson, calculate that, you little bee.
Coach, let's not read all those texts, Coach.
Hey, you know what, though? Unanimously, if there's one golfer that we all can't stand and just trash the entire text thread, it was Bryson DeChambeau.
Yes! That dude looks like he could play for the Dallas Cowboys.
And I also
Coach, I feel like he's going to have a heart attack on the course one of these
because
days.
Because of like, his weight gain and how intense he is.
He looks so unhealthy.
Yes, and when you saw the first day, he snapped the head off of his driver because he leaned on the damn thing. You put on 50 pounds, what do you think you're going to do the head of a driver, dude? That's why it broke. And then the announcers love the weight gain. And what else do they love? Oh, he's a mathematician. Oh, Bryson calculates those putts unlike any other. Really? Really? Or does he just line it up and kind of see it? Like, shut up about the numbers. Until you actually show me the numbers he's working with, just stop. The announcers.
Coach, that is such a good point.
I mean, they make him more of a physicist than he actually – I mean, sure, maybe he is. Cool, if I talk to him and understand that. But Nance saying, oh, he sees the green different than us. We just see green. He sees numbers and equations.
No,
shut
he doesn't.
Up.
Now, do you think Bryson is hated on tour?
Oh, yeah. I would imagine. Yeah because I did see that he did a commercial. They had this big old infomercial for 30 minutes. Where Bryson was with one of the old timers. I believe it was Faraday? Maybe it was them. They did a thing on a driver. And
he's not an old timer, Coach.
Okay. But I'm saying that the guys, the generation before, I believe, does like him because he is into the math of the game. So they like him. The new guys all hate him.
Oh, my gosh.
So wait, Coach, you're telling me the old school people were into the math of the game? Because I think he's the only one that has ever been into the math of the game. That's why he's so different and everybody looks at him weird. That's why he's the only one that has all his clubs the same length.
No, guys, oh, my gosh. Guys, you're missing the fact that he said that he does mathematical equations with slopes and speed and all this stuff with greens and shots one time, and everyone from there on that point on said, oh, he is a mathematician. Guys, just because you look at a slope and be like, well, the slope is 10 degrees higher, then I'm going to hit it softer and it'll go in the hole. Okay. He said it one time, but then what was interesting was when Dustin Johnson took 5 minutes to read a putt. I mean, Dottie Pepper or whatever her name was, like, okay, he's taking way too long. I've never seen him look at these putts longer than 30 seconds. I'm like, whoa, you give Bryson DeChambeau 2 hours to do the carry the one and the fractions,
Eddie,
you can't give
and
DJ
the square root.
Hey, that is a freaking great call because I believe there was a time when Finau took maybe two or three times to do a putt, and they go, yeah, this is his second time looking down on this one. Well, what about Bryson? He pulls out a math book and a connect the dots, and you guys are cool with that.
He's got the Algebra 2 book with the book cover on it. You know what I mean? He's got to find the page.
What was that calculator we all used to have?
The TI calculator.
Coach, the Texas Instruments. He had it out on the golf course.
You had a protractor, Coach.
Good God. But I did tell you guys, he falls apart in the back nine, which he's tended to do. DJ was in the lead to start the day, and he finished. He ended up being two back, I believe. But DJ does what DJ does. That's the reason he's only won one, and Koepka even ripped on him for only winning one. Do we want to hear this clip?
Yeah, oh, before you go to the clip, I want to – Ray, two holes in, he goes, I'm not worried about Shankopotamus DJ and back nine implosion Bryson.
Coach,
yeah, that's good.
I got
good
my
call.
Own nicknames for these guys.
Let's hear Koepka, because this is Koepka after the third round talking a little bit of smack to Dustin Johnson.
Here you go. It's a 40-second clip and playing.
When you take a look at who's around you on this leaderboard when you're going for such a historic moment of three straight
Amanda Baronas
chips, what is it going to take out of you tomorrow to get it done?
Just play solid golf. Just do what I've been doing. I feel like I'm right there. I just need a solid round. And, a lot of the guys on the leaderboard are, I don't think of one or I guess I've only, I guess DJ's only won one. I don't know the other guys that are out there, but you know, a lot of experience, I guess, is what I can bring to it, and know that I've been in this position quite a few times over the last couple of years, and just play well.
He doesn't know any of the other guys up there, dude. What? Phenomenal.
I mean,
line
he's
right
so
there.
Disrespectful to everyone else. It's so disrespectful. And two, like, dude, you're so, like, the question was just really, what are you going to do? Experience? Experience is his answer. Guess what? With experience, yeah, you won in the past. Dude, you're sucking this year. So you, now your new experience is that you can't win again.
But you guys have realized, though, Koepka has put on some pounds as well. Like, Bryson's weight gain is documented.
I don't think Koepka – I think Koepka looks the same.
Coach, Koepka has that Michelob Ultra beer commercial. Dude, he was not drinking Ultras. Homie was putting down Jägermeisters the entire quarantine because he's sloppy, I'm telling you.
But you have to understand, he has a bad back right now. He's thinking about surgery in the offseason.
Did you guys see the chiropractor out on the course giving him a rim job or whatever it was giving him?
A rim job?
Sorry, I forgot the wrong terminology for it.
I didn't know. Hey,
Coach, that's different. That's a whole different thing.
I guess they're allowed to do that in public in San Francisco.
Coaches, I know people in California.
Yeah,
I
know what I'm saying. Those California dudes.
Guys, I'm not a doctor. I didn't know the exact terminology.
But anyway, I don't think what you guys are freaking out like that was so disrespectful. All he was saying is a lot of the people at the top of the leaderboard didn't have a lot of experience.
Coach. Coach, you're telling me he doesn't know who Colin Morikawa is?
No, the dude has won.
He has been in the top 10 for the last three months.
No, he's not. He's saying in a major championship, none of those guys on the top of the leaderboard have really been there before. So his
Paul Casey has played, what, 40 majors. 40 majors.
And he's never
got
won.
Experience.
Way to back
Who
our
cares?
Guy. No. Coach is still backing our even after we lose
what
the
What he is saying is they do not
I still love him even though he lost his money.
Coach, I turn on those people when they lose his money.
Yeah, I mean, Ray, after two holes, oh, Paul Casey doesn't care. He doesn't give it. All he does is shoot pars. That crappy.
No, I said what I saw on Saturday was Paul Casey misses shots by inches, and I said, I guess that's his style. He literally just misses shots by inches, and that's why he never wins.
But Brooks kept
He played really... Okay, good.
What if Brooks Koepka, he's playing mind games. He is saying, hey, look at me. Oh, I'm mentally stronger. So he's talking a little bit of trash. If that gets in their head going into Sunday, why not?
Coach, what we know is that we don't know. I mean, we think all this stuff, he's playing mind games. We didn't know what Tiger was doing. He had a Perkins waitress up in his hotel room all the entire weekend, Coach.
Oh, we could tell by his golf game.
But I'm saying we never knew that at the time. Who knows? Koepka was maybe hungover when he did the interview, and he's like, what? I don't know. I don't know the leaderboard. Who's up there? And what, DJ? He's won like one. Like, you never know what's going on with these dudes.
But he's right about DJ. DJ should have won more than one. But guess what? Like Ray said, he is back nine. Implosion.
He is so long that he can make those par fives such an easy birdie, but good God, he's in the weeds. I mean, when the weeds are as high as your ankles, I mean, it doesn't matter if you can hit the ball a mile, is what I learned.
Guys, it's golf. Sometimes you have it, sometimes you're feeling it, sometimes you don't. I mean, you know, DJ's a great player. He's one of the top players in the world, Coach. Colin Morikawa, watch out, man. This dude is the real deal.
Oh,
and it didn't take just a major.
Did you know he has as many majors as he does missed cuts?
Got him.
Really?
Yeah, he's only missed one cut in his career.
Hey,
really?
Eddie,
true, Coach? That's amazing.
Yes, they said it. They said it about 25 times from the time he finished the round until he got the trophy on TV last night. And did you know, I think it was his 29th start on tour, and he was 23 years old.
Coach gets so annoyed by all those facts they give out.
He does. He doesn't realize they only have 8 hours to fill stupid conversation.
I know. And because I get annoyed like when I watch college basketball because I watch a lot of it. And they
not now.
Well, not know. Now.
What'd you watch? Oh, March Madness? Like, what are you talking about?
And they
about,
go over the same stats or same backstory of the player. And I'm like, God, you said that last week. Like, come up with something new. But I forget. It's usually a new audience.
And
but
then
anyway.
They took the time. They did this stop down where for 5 minutes they addressed that three golfers, holy crap, were from California. Do you guys know how big of a state California is and how many awesome golf schools there are? A lot. The odds of there being three guys that are all playing in this championship are probably pretty good. Now, if they were all three from Montana.
No, I think when they were saying they were from California, they were from the University of California, the three guys.
Oh.
I know the two played together. I know, was it Chump and then Morikawa?
No. Champ.
Sorry, I pronounced it wrong.
They were just saying they've had a good line of golfers from Cal recently.
I don't think they were. Okay, maybe when I was seeing Cal, I thought that meant California, but it was for the college. They needed to specify that.
But anyway, so then Morikawa.
Do you guys know where Morikawa went to school?
Cal.
Down the road at Cal.
13 miles.
So he was like a local boy then.
Yeah. He played that course numerous times. Here's another comparison they made, which is just crazy. After his first major, they say, that's his 29th start on the PGA Tour, including some when he was an amateur and he got invites. You know who else was their 29th start when they were 23 years old?
Tiger
Woods at the Masters when he won.
Coach, let them make their comparisons. That's how they get off.
I mean, because the last one was going to be Jordan Spieth. He was the next Tiger. Then it was Rory. And those guys haven't won in about 26 years.
Well, I'm telling you, Spieth hasn't been right since he got that hair transplant. He used to...
Oh, so you're thinking he got paralyzed kind of like Joe Buck.
Not that, but I realized Buck got obsessed with it. But I'm telling you, Spieth hasn't been good in 2 years. Something ain't right. Last time we saw him, he chili dipped the Masters? Lost it.
Yeah, I think that's where it all fell apart for him.
He had a bowl of chili on 15. Ain't seen him since.
Yeah, that's the one where he chili dipped, and it was short, and then chili dipped
in the
water.
And then the text went from Ray, we don't even do that.
We don't. Hey, but did you guys see 18, Morikawa? He thought he tugged it a little bit into the trees. He really did, because he kind of let go.
Yeah, he puckered.
Yes, he puckered, but then it was money, and he did well. And you know what? I can sleep at night, because he didn't just win. He beat everybody's ass, but he beat Paul Casey. He beat him solidly by two. Did he have a disgusting shot on 16 where all of a sudden you can almost get a hole in one on a par four? Like, get the hell out of here. Who designed that course? I'd like to talk to you today.
No, that was awesome. That's what made it.
No, that's awesome. Yeah,
you actually have to have that hole, because, Coach, if without that hole, there probably would have been a 9-person tie.
Which would have been kind of cool, because they said they all would have been playing in one group. I would have loved to see 9 guys tee off on one hole and see how that went. Like,
Can you imagine the putting green? Everybody's like, quiet, please. Hey, wait, quiet, man.
Can you move your mark? Oh, now can you move your mark? Oh, wait, your mark's in the way, too.
Hey, there are 9 quarters.
Dude, the camera guy's trying to zoom in. You got DJ's ass right hanging down right in front of the camera space.
And they're looking at the hole, and they're trying to walk sideways to, get a read, and then the other guy's walking another way, and they collide, and it's like, come on, dude, look where you're. There would be just a train wreck.
But we didn't get to see
Coach.
It. Hey, and how did some of the – so they were volunteers, and how did we hear sometimes fans cheering?
Were on the street behind the fence, and there was one guy, I don't know what hole it was, maybe 16, 17. He is standing up on the fence, the chain link fence, in between two trees, and you can just see him, and he can see the tee box.
So did the security not care, I guess, since they're outside of the fence?
Right.
It's fine.
I don't think you can do anything about that.
And they have the colored on the fence so you can't see in? Sometimes it's green. This time it was like maroon where they shaded out. They had ripped all that down, and there was just people standing there. They weren't observing social distancing, but they did have their masks on.
Tell me this with the PGA Championship. Isn't it usually with Joe Buck? I guess maybe since CBS had it this year, I guess maybe it rotates.
No, that's the U.S. That's the U.S. Open.
Is it? Okay, thank you, Coach.
Yes.
Also,
yes.
Is this just not the worst? The PGA Championship, I feel like, is just like the forgotten child. Like, no one grows up saying, man, I can't wait to be the PGA Championship winner. Everybody wants to be the Masters, the U.S. Open, the British Open. No kid dreams about being the PGA Championship winner.
No.
Yeah, I know, Coach, but it's the name. It's just the name, like NFL, NBA, MLB, like PGA. You got to have that tournament, and I think it's just kind of a favor to them.
Yeah,
like,
I don't
all right,
think it should
name
be named that. It almost seems like the Super Bowl or the World Series. Why is it named the PGA Championship? I believe the name's bigger than it actually is.
But I want to vote for them having them on the West Coast all the time.
Oh my God.
It was
that,
phenomenal.
You can watch golf literally from 10 a.m. all the way until 9 at night.
Well, I don't need to watch the guys that aren't in competition. I wait till the leaderboard is teeing off, and then I tune in.
But
I'm
saying on the earlier days, it was awesome because guys were rotating back and forth. And my chick was laid up with a boob job. So I'm watching golf from sun up to sundown.
Go back.
Who
cares about golf now? Let's talk about the boobs. What happened?
She got a boob job, and because of that, they also had taken like some fat out of her stomach and stuff like that, and so she couldn't, like, the abs weren't working. So I mean, she was laid up, bedridden. So I just had the whole weekend to watch the PGA Championship. That's why I felt like I had such a good read.
Didn't get taken for a test run yet.
Oh, coach, that's down the road, coach.
No disrespect to your coach, but that sounds like the best case scenario to take fat from the stomach and put it up there.
Right. I mean,
I might look into that.
That's why the doctor's a genius. The doctor's like, what is squishy? And then he's like, the stomach. And then, if you grab it a little bit, like the doctor's a genius.
Hey, the doctor's like, I'm going to take it off the butt. I'm like, no, you're not. No,
you're going to go to the stomach. Go to the stomach.
Coach, he's an artist. I mean, he knows how to. The girls do the implants now, but not only do they do the implants, they're also doing some fat from that they can put up there. Coach, science will blow you
up. Question. Do guy doctors get into that because they're pervert?
I mean,
that's what I was going to ask Ray. Like, realistically, are you a little jealous whenever she goes into the pre checkups or whatever, and he's like feeling? Let me see what I have to work with,
Coach. I mean, he's a doctor. What do you mean, jealous?
Yeah, Coach, that's the easiest excuse. I'm a doctor. I can do whatever I want. No, Coach. Do you still get a little jealous? You're like, whoa, I don't know if you could be doing that,
Coach.
Are you in there when he's doing that, or is that too awkward?
No, see, now with COVID, I couldn't even get near it. And the doctor.
He uses COVID now. Ray, I'm going to need you to wait outside. Doc, that was a 2-hour appointment.
Hey,
last summer he couldn't go in because it was a summer sneeze going around.
Yeah, right. You blamed it on COVID. Because of COVID, Ray, I'm going to need you to just drop off your fiance, girl,
boys,
whatever
listen,
she is.
The doctor is a true professional. He actually, so you're not able to do it face-to-face. He just called me on the cell phone. It was some New Jersey phone number, and I'm like, what the hell is this, a back alley bookie? I pick it up. It's the doctor, and I go, man, I usually don't have people call me from the East Coast. I thought maybe I owed somebody money, and he goes, I'm your bookie, eh? Do you want me to put $100 on the Yankees tonight? And so he's a jokester, too. I mean, these doctors, guys, not only are they geniuses, but they're also—
What, he joked with you?
Yeah, Coach. He's got a great personality. He's probably got a great life.
Yeah, he probably does. I mean, usually doctors make pretty good amount of money, so they're living pretty nice.
Coach, he's telling me jokes. I'm like, listen, that's my job. I'm the one with the podcast. Let me tell the jokes, doctor.
Now, does he listen to the Sore Losers? Did you give us a plug?
Coach, any doctor, the surgery started at 5 a.m., and I heard that he's booked throughout the day. So this dude goes from—
Coach, he finished at 8?
A.m.?
P.M.? P.M.?
He's all day doing surgery. I mean— Their schedules are nuts. I mean, if you're going
to
pay them,
you don't think they listen to a podcast while they're doing surgery? They got to have something in their music in their ears or something.
No, Coach. But, I mean, if you want to be jealous of somebody who makes a lot of money, I'm jealous of a doctor. Yeah, they work their asses off is what I realize. I mean, he had the schedules at 5 a.m.
No, I'm not talking about jealous of him being a doctor, Coach. And money. I'm telling you, jealous because he's with your girl.
Coach, I can't give her the boob job. I've got to hand her off to a professional that's went to school for it. I was at school at Texas State pounding beers, Coach. He was learning how to do boob jobs.
Yeah, we know, Coach. You were playing beer pong with your boys.
You were playing strip beer pong with Billy in South Beach. We already found that out.
Well, Mr. Steal Your Girls in the classroom.
And then we found out that when you got bad grades on your report card, Daddy came down to Texas State and you had to comb his hair.
Hey, you think whenever like they do a pre-med or whatever and you have to write down like what medical field you want to go into and they, like people that put in like gynecology or like boob implants or whatever, like you think the first intro speech that the professor does is like, all right, anybody in here perverts? Like, I wonder if they make any jokes about that or they keep it 100% professional.
No, I mean, Coach, the way it's been explained to me is you realize right away what you want to do. Oh, you're the Botox guy. That gets pretty old. And you then decide, okay, I'm also going to do some breast reconstruction. I'm going to venture out into other fields. So
who says that, though? I've wanted to do breast reconstruction since I was a kid. It's just been my thing.
No, but you start. That's the thing. As a doctor, you don't.
I used to watch Baywatch, and I was always fascinated. Like, how did they develop them to that shape and that size, and they still got some good bounce on the beach? I think I want to do that as a queer
coaches.
Mommy.
What I'm saying is they don't just do boob jobs. This guy also does Botox. He does fat transfers. He does boob jobs. He also does, for guys, hair transplants. That's the thing. So he's branched out. He's like, oh, it's kind of boring just sticking a needle in people's foreheads and doing the Botox all day long. Why don't we start doing – so then that their practices end up being so many different facets, Coach. It's not just boob guy. I mean – he's a body guy. He's a damn body expert. Knows how to make people look like Kim Kardashian.
The one thing,
cool.
I want to. I gotta
coach,
say,
did your girl get the Kim Kardashian plan?
Oh, coach, yeah, she's directly on plan with that. I she got lips from him before too. So she
had a lip implant.
Or they just got an injection. This is a month ago, probably. So she did a lip injection, and then now she's got the boob job. She did have cancer, so this was like necessary. She would
I understand that.
She would have never done this. She would have never done the boob cosmetic thing unless she was forced to, and she was.
So what do you mean? Oh, they did like an injection of fat into her lip?
No, but it's something different. It's like saline. I don't know what it is, but it goes in.
The girls like that. They like looking permanent duck face. They like that.
And I mean, that's the thing. I mean, if she was to go straight up Kim Kardashian look, then she needs the horse's ass. And I was like, sweetie, we're not doing that.
Now, Eddie.
Coach, do you use him for anything?
No, that's the place I go to get my hair work done.
Okay.
So that's where you get your hair transplant.
Yes, coaches.
Oh,
yes.
My. It Got all comes it. Full circle.
Yes,
and that's
coaches.
You really want hair because you want your kids to be able to comb your hair when they're in trouble.
Coaches, yes.
Coaches.
The 20 minute hair comb.
Oh, man.
Bring the comb, Dad.
Eddie, you had maybe the funniest comment in the text thread last night because I don't even know who they panned to. They showed a house with a bunch of people sitting on a couch. And
it was Jason Day.
Okay. Well, it was very blurry. You couldn't tell who the people were. So obviously their internet connection is just as good as ours. And
this is bad, coach.
That was the thing.
Okay.
Like Eddie, you get the gunshots from Eddie's right now because he's using the internet.
Pop,
pop. You go to Jason Day's house and you can't even see the people. And they're like, oh, look at this family. They're so excited when he plays golf. And Eddie texts after that.
Yes.
And his text said, guys, I don't want to sound mean, but whenever they show the wife, why do I always feel like she's just stressed out about, oh my gosh, if he doesn't make this putt, we lose money?
Or what if she's already made some purchases in advance, and she's like, oh God.
Oh, she's God. Expecting the money.
I mean, sometimes you count on money before it's in, you know, in the hand, still in the bush.
I just always get that feeling of whenever they pan to the girlfriends or the wives or whatever, they're so stressed out. Like, all right, he needs just a two putt to win. And they're biting their nails over there in the corner. And I'm just like, what are you worried about? Because if he loses, it's not going to be like 2 million. Like what? Like, it's just weird that they're all like always worried. I feel like they should. I don't know. I just get that feeling that they're always just worried because it's money that they're going to be losing.
Yes. And I feel like, okay, I'm with you a little bit. Like, with like Morikawa though,
his
girlfriend
chick didn't look like she even knew she was at a golf tournament.
But that's better to me.
That's
exactly.
That is, I agree.
That's
with
what
you.
I'm saying. I
There's
think she's with him because he's young, and they were together, I guess, in college, and so they've been together, and it's kind of like she was there before he made money. But at the same time,
Let's
she knew he was a
coach.
She knew he was a damn good golfer.
Go with it. I love the headline. Yeah.
So
go.
I bet they just met in college. No. You know, she already knew him before he was famous, stuff like that.
So. She's not stressed about the money because she liked him before the money. Whereas, like, Brooks Koepka's girlfriend now, they met when he was already millions.
And she's already made her way into the commercials,
and
too.
And she's already made
that,
it into the,
she's
like,
in that Michelob Ultra
she's in
commercial.
That, the golf circle where she gets to go all these tournaments, first class, you know, living luxury. And she's like, oh, my gosh, come on, make this putt. I'm with you, Eddie. I feel your pain because some of them, like, oh, they act like they're so into it. And I'm like, come on, can they really be into it? Because our wives aren't into this show. They don't listen to the podcast thinking we need to hit a home run on this episode.
So if you really break it down, are they really that into them winning a trophy? Like, does it matter that much to them that their husband won that tournament, or is it a bigger matter that they won $3
million? Like $3 million.
That has to be on their mind. So when you're seeing them bite their nails and they're fretting and worrying, it's because there's millions of dollars on the line.
Yes.
Not because they want that ugly, dingy trophy to come home where they have to find a freaking shelf to throw it.
No, I feel like certain wives are like, you know, oh, this is going to make my husband, he's been working so hard. I know how bad he wants it. I'm here for him. Like, support him and all the work that he's put. But I think that there's a big chunk of wives out there that are just like, this is $3 million. You better make it. Come
yes.
on, please, please, please.
Yeah, I mean, they have that same look that I do when I'm in Vegas. Okay, this has got to hit. Let's go. We've got the money going right
Coach, that's perfect. It's the same look at what we're all hovering over the roulette table, Coach, and put $100 on red. It's the same look.
Now, my question is, so Morikawa wins, and he, I mean, if you guys don't know, he's from California.
He's a local boy. Remember that.
Yeah, Coach, he went to Cal.
Where were his parents?
Maybe they weren't allowed
Coach,
in.
We don't know that. Do you want to speculate?
Well, no, because
I bet his parents weren't there because of the
So then I wondered, are you
Golden
only allowed
Gate
one?
Bridge. It was the fog. It's a very difficult drive over.
Did they get stuck in traffic, or are you only allowed one guest? Because his girlfriend was there, and they were sitting on a fountain afterwards, and they FaceTimed his parents, and they're sitting there talking to him. And another thing that was awkward is he's sitting there signing his scorecard, and then he's standing there talking to his caddy, and the TV is right there. And they're just showing replays of him, like the shot on 16, the one on 18. And then they go back to him live, and he's just standing there like, what do you want me to do? Like, they just have the camera in his face, and he's just standing there. And
boys,
like,
and I agree with you on that, and I will say, when he was looking at his scorecard, he wasn't looking very confident. I was almost imagining a scoring issue and there being a playoff or our boy Paul Casey moving into the first place. Morikawa, when you sign your card, look like a man. I mean, he kept looking around. I mean,
okay.
He got the eraser out. I'm like, guys, check his player card.
We talk about dumb rules in golf. We talk about dumb rules.
That might be the dumbest.
It might be the dumbest rule. We are on national TV, and they are keeping the score. So why the hell do we need him to write it down and turn it in?
It's the stupidest thing. He's
you
got
already
a
know
two
his
pencil.
Score.
Dude, he had the number two freaking pencil out, and he's writing it on I mean, I haven't used a pencil in 10 years, and he's sitting there doing his score on live TV. I mean, I'd probably screw it up. He probably didn't even sign his name correctly. I would put, like, I don't even know what. I wouldn't. There's no way I would.
Is there any chance we could get? And also, could we get him a mechanical pencil? Because I can't stand normal pencil. It gives me the chills when people write in regular pencil.
Can he not have somebody write it for him? Like, the dude just finished 18 holes. He almost hole-in-one one, and he's got to then get a little pencil in his hand. I mean, give it to the caddy. Like, have somebody. You don't have a side person that can do that?
It's so dumb because he had the scorecard that he had, and then he had to fill out a blank one. With the, like, what difference is it? I is so
and
stupid.
The camera's like, we have nothing else to show. There's no fans, so we're just gonna video this guy filling out his card with his pencil. It was such. I mean,
you know what I want to see one day is Deschambeau writing his scorecard and then he gets it off by two strokes.
Oh
man,
dude.
I guess my calculations are wrong.
And you know the announcers. Oh, it's unlike him to get a calculation correct. This incorrect this time. It cost him. Wow.
But why do we? I mean, let's talk about dumb. Like, that's just a dumb rule to have them fill out a scorecard after every shot he took was on national TV and you kept the score for him. Why do we need him to fill out a scorecard?
Coach, you know what was dumb and uncalled for?
Hit it.
Your tweet of showing Morikawa almost dropped the trophy and then the lid falling off. Coach, poor guy. This is his major win, and you know there's going to be all of these gifts out there of the dumb top falling off of the trophy.
And
the Wanamaker, dude. At first, hey, I don't know if Morikawa is just not very strong or that trophy is really heavy. He couldn't pick the damn thing up. Like, he tried to pick it up, and then he had to use his knee to hoist it up, and then he gets it up, and then the lid flies off. I was like, dude,
poor
get it together.
Guy. Is that lid supposed to be latched down, or is he just supposed to keep it level?
That my wife asked the same thing. She goes, well, that's so stupid. Why don't they have that glued down? That's so dumb.
And then a guy in the background, some dude in a suit that acted like he was very important, then grabs the top like, how dare you drop the top of this trophy? Like, He was lifting it up, homie. You should have put something on
accident.
It. Like, he didn't mean to do it. And the guy's like, oh, look, I can't believe this is on the ground right now. Let me pick it up for this boy.
Also, how many volunteers do we need at a tournament when there are no fans?
Hey, we're going to try and have no fans because of the pandemic, but there's 100 volunteers that are all right next to each other.
I didn't, like, what did they do?
Oh, coach.
And I love the volunteers, like, with their phones acting like they're not doing anything but recording what's happening. They all have their little phones up, like they're Instagramming all the shots.
Because you don't need the guy that holds up the quiet paddle because there are no fans. So, I mean, you just need a couple down the fairway to mark the like where the ball goes. But, isn't that pretty much it?
Well, and they didn't even do that great of a job because a couple golfers lost their balls in the tree. And the announcers would even say, oh, that's because there's a lack of volunteer. Usually we'd be able to find that ball. But, I mean, guys, I mean.
Yeah, you find it because it hits a spectator. That's why you find it.
Exactly. It hit mom, and now she has a slight concussion because she was too close to the golf course. But yeah.
Hey, what did you say, Ray, about, was it Wolf that you love that he played a soccer ball?
I like that. It's a little, or I guess it looked like a soccer ball one where they had the.
And then Finau.
It's got little patterns.
So he does
a soccer ball.
Finau freaking puts his initials on the golf ball.
He basically does what like all the old people do at the country
clubs. That's what
clubs,
I'm saying.
You know,
if I did that at the Muni with you guys, you would punch me in the face with your driver. I mean, what a douche move. Who puts their initials on their golf ball? I'm going to put my
JF.
Initials. I didn't even look like a T. If we're really
didn't look
in,
like a T.
So we're getting into pencils being used, players putting their names on balls, and it doesn't even look like the correct initials. Very weird day at golf with all this writing and penmanship, guys.
Now, the one thing that happened on Saturday, I didn't see this, but I read about it, that I thought was maybe the second highlight of the tournament. Rory McIlroy hit one in the rough, right? And as they're looking a cameraman.
Was it a dog, coach?
The cameraman following his group accidentally stepped on his ball.
Okay.
And so he calls the rules official over, and the rules official says, oh, you know, like, here, you can move it. And he puts it, and the rules official puts it down, and Royal goes, no, it was buried deeper than that. And he put it deeper in the rough.
Rory, I mean, that's so sweet.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Oh, my. I hope.
Hey, that is honorable. They should have given him. You know how you penalize people's strokes? They should have given him two strokes.
Well, I just thought that is pretty unreal by Rory to do that. Because you're battling for millions of dollars, a major championship, and you're going to say, oh, no, it was deeper in the rough. Like, that's not an honest lie. Like most people, like DeChambeau, would go put it on the damn green.
Oh, Koepka, too. He would have been like, it's a 10-club relief, right? Okay, thank you.
I mean, because like our vacation, I was playing a board game with my in-laws and my wife and my sister-in-law, right?
It was called Scrooble. It's a mixture between
called aggravation. And I'm about to win the game.
Oh, okay. Coach, did you come up with that?
What?
Aggravating because that's what you do to us, coach.
No. So I'm just going to tell you guys. So my mother-in-law rolls it, and it goes flying off the table.
Oh, if that happens in
what
Vegas,
is it, a dice?
People are furious.
Yes, it's a dice. So what happens?
I don't know.
If you're playing a game and the dice rolls off the table, what happens?
It's a re-roll.
Eddie?
It's a re-roll.
I'm just going Vegas rolls.
Oh, exactly. It's a re-roll. But no! All of a sudden, we're going to decide that we're going to allow that roll because it knocks me off the board and I have to go start over.
Oh,
so that way,
coach,
I don't
that's
win.
So aggravating. Oh, my God.
That's how the game gets its name. That would be an aggravating moment.
No, you want to talk about not playing honestly. Rory McIlroy is playing for millions of dollars and he's honest. And my mother-in-law can't even say, oh, no, it's a re-roll. Nowhere in the world do you let the dice roll off the table and count it. It's always a re-roll. It will always be a re-roll. And I don't know what happened, but we're going to play dishonest, and I quit the game.
Coach, is this at home, at the cabin? Where is
We were at the cabin in North Carolina.
The parents went with you.
They've been in North Carolina.
So that's a whole new picture. That means there wasn't
I didn't
any-
know that. No, coach, because he doesn't do that when the parents are there.
They've been in North Carolina for months.
Wow. Hey, Coach. So what did you do? Hey, what did you do? So did you punch your mother-in-law? What happened?
I threw the dice in the lake, and I said, go read those, you old bag. What'd they lay in snake
said,
eyes?
I said, take this. I said, take this dice and stick it up here. Okay.
I got so mad. I just said, I could not believe they were going to, she was trying to say that it was a valid role. And she counted as a valid roll, knocked me off, and I said, you know what? I'm done. I walked away. Oh, I'm done with the game. Wow. Not going to play if we're not going to play by the rules. There is nowhere.
Nice.
I'm glad. Did your kids see this act of sportsmanship?
No, this is when the kids are in bed. We play games when the kids are in bed. Like, after they go
coach,
to sleep.
Coach, so did you pack the bags and tell your wife we're leaving?
No, I didn't do this, but I just went outside and I was like, whatever.
He tries to pick up the board game. He's like, sweetie, where's the board? Where's the little box I put the stuff in? I'm trying to get it.
Where are the instructions? I can't find them.
I could not believe that there was such dishonest
Coach,
play.
He throws the dice and it rolls the same number. He's like, screw this game. It rolls the same number on the floor. She's like, it rolled it again. You lost.
All she had to do. Hey, listen.
Wait. Hey, Coach.
He's like, this is how you play the game. And he throws it on the table and it rolls the number that he loses.
Okay. Coach, so after all this is said and done, what you did was to show them how aggravated you were by this act that your mother-in-law did.
I'm not saying it was a dumb act. It was dishonest.
So instead of dishonest, finishing first, coach. Dude, he finished last by DQing himself on a lake.
So you DQ'd yourself and you just went outside and just sat there?
I got a drink and I went outside and looked at the water and just said, I'm not going to do it.
Raining, so he had to come back inside. Oh, God dang it.
I'm not going to get in a fight. I don't want to get in a fight.
Why are you doing this, God?
It's raining cats and dogs. He's like, great, I gotta go back inside.
We had a good couple minute heated exchange of, I can't believe, oh no, you always count it if it rolls off the table. I'm like, no, there is never a time in the world. And I said, I can't believe you're actually trying to justify this. Like, it's just a board game. Like, why don't you be honest?
Coach,
and she was like,
oh my God.
What?
Why don't you just move on? Like, why do you quit the game?
I'm not gonna play when you're cheating. Like, why does she feel the need to cheat?
But if she wanted,
do you guys get over all this?
If mother-in-law wanted to get him back at breakfast, she should have taken the scorecard and then put the first, second, third place and then put DQ in his name. And he sees that when he's going for the milk for breakfast in the morning.
Coach, what do you guys get over all this? Like, how does this
end?
Oh,
I made references to it the whole time.
No, she went outside to apologize and he went, nice day today, isn't it, Mrs. Mother-in-law?
No, she went outside to apologize. He's like, I'm sorry, I have headphones on. No, you don't. I can see you. I'm listening to music.
Just because our show's named Sore Losers, I'm not a sore loser. Okay, I don't listen to your show.
I mean,
show.
if my kid would drop something on the ground, I'd be like, oh, look, you roll it like mother-in-law. You know what I mean? You roll it like Dee Dee. I mean, just anything and everything. Oh, don't worry about it. That's okay. You can do that.
Do you want to come inside for dinner? I don't know. Are you going to throw it on the floor and count it as good?
Yeah. Are we going to eat off the floor? Or are we going to eat off a plate? Like, are we going to eat at the table or are we going to eat on the floor? Because there's only one place you eat dinner, at the table. I mean, unreal. Unreal.
She's like, I have four plates.
What does your father-in-law do, Coach?
He even said, he goes, man, I don't think it should count.
Oh, he was on your side.
Oh, he absolutely. He's an honest person. He's an honest human. And then, I mean, it's just so funny.
So it's your mother-in-law that you don't like?
No, it's not that I don't like her. I didn't like that instance where she wants to cheat and not count the roll on the ground. There's just no way. And I don't understand anybody that plays games that way. I couldn't play. I wasn't going to be a part of it.
She's like, lunch, come in. I have a 3-course meal for dinner. Really? The number that you beat me on three? You just happened to have a 3-course meal?
Lunch, I made you eggs. I did your favorite number of eggs, 3.
Lunch, come on in. There's only 3 chairs. Bring one in from the patio. Really, 3, the number that I lost on.
Hey, Coach, are you going to tell your story?
Oh, yeah, you want to hear my story?
I have to hear this.
About how I almost got eaten by a black bear.
Coach, bring it. I saw a picture, and it didn't look Photoshopped. It actually looked real because the quality was... It looked shaken, like it was taken in movement. It was a semi-crappy picture, which told me it was real.
It looked like a crappy picture, which made me believe that it was from your camera.
It looked like a crappy picture you would take as you were running from a bear.
So, man, that's scary. So we're in the mountains of North Carolina, right outside of Asheville, and we're by a lake, and so there's kayaks, there's all this that we can do. Eddie.
It was just for us. Whoa.
Oh, Eddie.
What did I do? What?
It was chopping.
It was chopping. You back?
Oh, yeah. I didn't say anything, though.
I know, but if a truck driver's driving, he's going to think he's being shot from behind, Coach.
Yeah, but it's okay.
Okay, okay.
So I wake up, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go for a morning kayak. And this is the night after the game, okay?
The night after the fight.
Or the morning after the fight.
Still mad I ended up kayaking the whole lake.
You'd never believe, but Bear only had three toes.
So I walk out, and the kayaks were on the side of the house, like next to the garage. And so I walk around the side of the house, and I'm getting the blue kayak. I grab the paddle, and I hear something like, and I'm like, I don't think the dog came out with me. Waldo! And I turn around, and there he is. Uh-oh. The big black bear.
Oh, that ain't my neighbor, Jeremy. Oh, get the kayak!
He is coming directly towards me from the yard next door.
Now, Coach, is he charging at you?
No, he's just kind of have trash in your hands. No, he is just kind of meandering.
He had a chicken sandwich.
So I had trash, and I accidentally dumped honey all over my shirt before I went outside.
I just so happened to have a barrel of honey. I had a red shirt that's really short. It exposed my stomach.
No.
Coach, he thought you were Winnie the Pooh.
Guys, and I mean, I don't know if we made eye contact or if I just felt like we made eye contact, but this thing.
Okay, Coach. He made eye contact with you. And he looked at you and went, 3, 2 on the dice.
He was walking straight towards me, just kind of meandering. He wasn't like in a hurry. He was just kind of blah, blah, but he was only about 50 yards from me. So I had about half a second to decide what.
Coach, 50 yards. Like that's far away.
Half
Coach.
Of a football field? Coach, I mean, Coach, he's going to get 5 first downs in the time that you're just going to run inside.
Coach, come on, Coach. 50 yards. You could have gone, made yourself a sandwich, come back. Hey,
Coach,
would have
even
been
Saquon
there.
Barkley, I could run inside real quick before he made it 50 yards.
Not when you're 20 yards from the door. Hey, so you're telling me you think you could run 20 yards in
okay,
the top?
Okay, all of a sudden you're 20 yards from the cabin? Why the hell are you that far from the cabin?
No, from the door, because I came out the garage and went around the side of the house to get the kayak. That's
your
what I'm saying.
Your calculations are off. Right? I mean, this is a big house, Coach. Wow, if you're that
No, it's a garage, and you go. I went in the garage door. Like, it's at the front of the garage. All right. Do you understand?
I get it now.
So I had to make a decision. Do I stand there and play dead, or do I run for the house? And I ran for that house. I was smoking it.
But you
I was
also had time for the picture.
No. I yes. waited. No.
Played dead.
I ran in the house and I watched.
Hey, the bear's 100 yards away and Lunchbox is playing dead.
The bear's like,
yo.
I'm pretty sure I just saw a human, but then he just fell over and he died right for me. I guess I'm going to go eat him.
So I waited.
The bear's yelling at you. Hey, you can get up, man. I'm not going to go kill you.
Hey, you got like, plenty of time, dude. I'm just out for a morning walk. I ran in the house and I watched him from the kitchen window. And then when he kind of got up the driveway, like he came over into the yard and he went up the driveway, that's when I went back out there and took a picture of him.
Was there anybody up at this point?
Yeah.
Good, because that'd be freaking scary. It's just you and the
bear.
Did
anyone else see him, Coach?
Yeah, once I ran in there and said, bear, bear, bear.
And who came? The mother-in-law comes out. Oh, really? You're the only one up?
Father-in-law's like, no way. He's we like, don't so- have, there's no bears up here. And boom, there was the damn bear.
Dude, I saw one in Gatlinburg. It's crazy when you see a bear in person other than the zoo.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. This is just out in nature. Like, I mean, my heart
than a zoo.
My heart is pounding.
Coach,
and
the
you
zoo's
can say
normal.
You can say 50 yards is a far way, but I've never been that close to a bear out in the open. Like, I don't know okay. what a bear can do.
So did you go back for the kayak or would you stay inside the rest of the trip?
No, Coach. No, he was dead for 2 hours. He played dead.
I went kayaking and everything, but I did do some research, and a black bear, you do not play dead. That is the one bear you do not play dead with.
He lost the dice game, and then he had a 50-50 with playing dead, and he luckily picked the right
one.
The
black bear, you're supposed to make big noises and make yourself big. Like, put your arms up really high and make yourself as big as possible and yell at the bear. That way they know you're not a, you're not prey, that you're a human. I did. I went on the website. I went on these websites and I was trying to find everything out because I was like, if I see a black bear, I gotta be. I gotta know what to do.
You gotta put that picture on our Twitter.
I will, and I'll give it to Eddie. You can put it on our Instagram because we actually have an Instagram, don't we, Eddie?
Oh yeah, we haven't posted on that for a while.
Yeah, I don't have access to that. I don't even know the
coach. Name. What a great story! And this is all early in the morning. You're half asleep. You don't even really know what you're seeing.
You want to talk about your adrenaline going for a little while? Like, woo! Man, that was a, it was probably, I mean, I don't know how big, I'm just guessing it was 300 pounds.
If you didn't take the picture, would you think people in your party would have believed you?
No.
They would have thought you made it up.
No, that's why if I came here and told you guys that I saw a bear, you'd be like, where's the picture?
That's what I'm saying. In today's society, is even though you risked your life to take the picture, it's good that you took the picture.
Well, I waited until it was up the driveway to take the picture because I was too scared to go back out there.
Here's the deal. If anyone has time to take a picture of the bear that almost ate them, then the bear didn't almost eat you.
No.
I guarantee you, anyone that almost gets eaten by a bear, guess what? They're not thinking about getting a picture.
No. When he was up the driveway, then I knew I was safe. Like, I was like, all right, I'm good. So I went back out in the garage, and I took the picture from the garage, and I went back inside. That's it.
Yeah, did I ever tell you about the time that a bear came up to our cabin at the Smoky Mountains?
Now he's got a story about a bear.
I'm dead serious. My friend Isaiah, we took both of our families, and we fried a turkey. This is the same time that fire almost started right outside my cabin.
Oh, the Gatlinburg fires, coach.
Yes.
Do you have time to restart? Because you're starting to pop a lot.
Hey, actually, will you guys call me? Because the kids, they're getting impatient.
Oh, yeah, we'll call you. Eddie's okay, going from microphone to phone. Eddie, Ray, you got his phone number?
I mean, I feel like we're 50 deep right now.
Well, we can just
finish.
No.
I also want to talk about Spurs basketball and how we're going to win the title.
Well, no, we're not.
We're not going to win the title. We're not very good, but I'll tell you who's good.
Neither are the Lakers.
I'll tell you who's good is Portland is really good.
I kind of like what I see from Oklahoma City. I mean,
Oklahoma City looks good.
Dude, they're going to make a run.
Yeah, they're going to make a run to the first round, and they'll lose, and it'll be great.
Portland's good.
Okay, coach.
Houston's
good. Hey, coach, Houston may win it all.
I'll tell you right now, you can rule out the Lakers. They're god awful.
Stop.
Yeah, coach, that was a bad call. I don't think the Lakers are going to win.
I mean, they just don't look like a cohesive team. I mean, I get you have Anthony Davis. He's awesome. LeBron is a man, but they don't block three-pointers and they don't make three-pointers. That is the equation for a bad team that gets bounced out of the NBA playoffs really early.
But coach, the thing with a three-pointer though is like, yeah, you're going to have games where you don't make three-pointers, but then you're also going to have games where you make a lot of three-pointers.
Well, they should be making a lot with Green, but they don't make crap. They shoot brick houses from the three-point line.
When you're watching the NBA, does anybody feel like they're playing in the middle of a sports book?
Like, you know what? Yes.
I watch it, and it looks like they are in the middle of a Las Vegas sports book with all the digital screens and the people behind the media behind the glass. It makes me think I'm going up to the ticket window to, you know, place a bet on 4582. Yeah, I
would agree with that, actually.
I mean, it makes me feel like a sports book, and it's pretty interesting. But it's still a pretty good – it's pretty fun to watch. It's good.
Hey, I haven't watched in a few days, but are they still stepping out of bounds in the corners?
Because you're saying there's not enough room over there?
Yeah. There were a couple days there where I was watching a lot of basketball and people were just stepping out of bounds over and over. And they were saying because usually the crowd's there and they kind of have a sense of how far they are.
That's crazy.
From the out of bounds line. So I don't know if they fixed that or mentally they kind of figured it out or what. But there were also players saying that, oh, you know what? It may not be right. They kind of measured it wrong.
And I was trying to get smart with it and, you know, kind of from a physics standpoint. And I was like, are these rims softer in the bubble? Because one of the first games I watched, I'm talking a week ago, and I was watching it and they put up 150 points. It was crazy. And I go, these rims are very forgiving and they just seem to welcome the basketball so easily. But then I watch a game 5 days later and the teams can't score crap. So I'm like, maybe the rims are the same as they are everywhere else. But I thought I figured something out, but I didn't. But what I did learn is the Lakers are not going to win the championship. I do know that. You can go ahead and take them off the – if we were going to bet them, forget about it.
I wasn't going to bet them because I don't want to cheer for them.
I don't want to cheer for them either. But there's – there's a team that you can win some money on if you bet them. We just got to figure out that team, and I don't want to leave it up to me.
Well, I think it's every team you bet on you can win money because I think the best odds are 3-1. So no matter what, whoever you pick, if they win it, you're going to win money.
Why is my site not even working? I was going to try. But, oh, here we go. Coach, we need to pick one. We really
well,
do need.
Okay. I liked Denver at the beginning of the year, and I like Denver now.
You do still?
Yes.
Ugh. No, Coach, they're not. You can take them. You're on your own. You're on your own. I'm not going to join you on that.
I don't really like Denver at all.
Gosh, Coach, that's a bad pick.
And they actually. Portland is going to be really. If this 8-9 game, I'm so excited that there's going to be an 8-9 playoff. This is kind of exciting. Like this bubble thing has kind of worked because I thought, okay, how lame if the 9 seed is within 3 games of the 8 seed, they're going to have a playoff and the 9 seed has to beat the 8 seed twice, but the 8 seed only has to win once, and it's happening, and I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm already there for whatever reason. They have the lines pulled, so I don't even know what it looks like, but we're learning a lot from the bubble. What we do know is that it's Eddie. That's an interesting observation though, with the crowd, how they're not able to get a feel for that. And, I mean, maybe it affects players like LeBron. I mean, does LeBron seem like he gives a rip out there? Or is it just
Yeah, he cares.
Well then what's
I think he does care because, you know, whenever he does his intro thing with the powder and everything, like, he can't do that. No one cheers for him. I think LeBron feels literally like a king when he walks out on that court. And
is that why he's called King James?
I think so, Coach.
Huh.
All I know is Anthony Davis had something to prove the other day, and he actually played well. But the Lakers remind me of the Lakers back 15 years ago when they had a ton of stars and they weren't any good, when they had Gary Payton, Karl Malone, Kobe, the late.
Oh, wow. Coach John Stockton? I mean,
Coach, they remind me of that team, and they can. It's not happening. What do we think about the Clippers? Are we still kind of in with them in bed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Clippers are still good.
But there's some teams we've learned that are actually pretty dang good. And
why do you guys not like Denver?
I watched them the other night.
Because they're not winning. They're not winning, Coach. Easy as pie. I mean, they're playing like crap, and they don't have a lot of time to get better. They really don't. It's almost like
their point guard guy looks like, you're right, if a team sucks right now, guys, they're out of the playoffs because there's no time. So people keep saying, oh, the Lakers don't have that chemistry, they're looking a little ice. I mean, Lakers are getting beat by boat race by 20 to teams. Folks, you can't fix that in 2 weeks. They'll be out of the playoffs before they figure it out. The Nuggets, homie, one dude has gained some weight. Jamal Murray, he's put on pounds. Maybe he just has he grew his hair out. And it's like they're too – Jokic, he's a big man. Get him under the basket. I don't want to see Jokic shooting threes. He doesn't know his identity. The Denver team is all
Coach,
out of sorts.
You sound just like all the dudes on 2K.
Amazing. Hey, and the Jokic.
Bro, what are you doing, bro? You're a big, bro. Get under the basket. We don't need to see you shoot threes, bro.
Bro, listen to me on this. The Nuggets used to have an advantage when they were in Denver because of the altitude. And they would always say, oh, it's tough for teams to come here. They run out of oxygen. There's no advantage if there was one when they were in Denver. I mean, so you can rule that out as well.
Hey, running at elevation, there is something to that because I went for a few runs up in the mountains.
Okay.
Boy, let me tell you, I couldn't run as far in the same amount of time.
No, like, it's a real thing.
It's the real deal because I usually run about 5.5-6 miles in the amount of time that I was running, and this time I was only getting 4.5, and I was like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, and the
– Well, then, Coach – oh. Well, you know what? I was just going to make a joke and be like, well, then Miami should be killing it, but they're actually playing pretty good.
You know, Miami looks awesome. Obadiah, he is great down low. Who else?
It's actually really
Jimmy
interesting.
Butler.
Like
Butler,
the teams
I haven't even seen him.
Go. The teams that were signed before the bubble are actually doing okay.
And then you have some teams that are putting up like 160, and you're like, holy hell. I mean,
like Orlando and Miami actually are winning games.
Miami looks phenomenal. They're a team I really, really like. Yes, Orlando looks great as well.
It's weird, man. It's weird. And
Lakers
hell, the Spurs, suck. It's really weird.
The Spurs look like
a contender. The Spurs are looking okay.
But here's the Spurs. I don't even want them to make the playoffs.
What?
I know.
Because they're just going to lose.
I mean, they're just going to. Yeah, they don't have the team to go all the way. I don't believe.
Right. They don't. Let's just be honest.
Well, neither do the Bucks. So we can rule out. It's going to be a crazy champion this year in the NBA. I'm already calling it. It's not the Bucks and it's not the Lakers. So you guys go ahead and pick who it's going to be, because I'm telling you, it ain't going to be those two teams. And those are the favorites. Those are the number ones.
I'll go with Houston. I think Houston's got the best team right now.
Don't.
See,
don't.
I hate.
I know you don't want to hear it.
I hate Harden in the playoffs and little Mighty Mouse doing his
little
crap.
I know
shoot.
You don't want to hear it. I get it. I don't like those guys either. But when you look at everyone, I do like Oklahoma City. I just don't think they can pull it off. The Rockets, they may actually be playing better as a team than they have in the past. Maybe they told Harden, hey, man, start passing the rock, something.
I might need to watch a Rockets game. Good. I've watched a decent – I'm funny you brought up the Heat because I've watched them a decent amount. Olenek, I mean, the dude's looking great. I had no idea that they had the big dude from Boston. His name is
– Oh, yeah. Kevin Garnett.
Crowder? Crowder, I think his name is.
Larry Bird. Bird.
Kevin McHale.
And then they're
Robert Parrish.
Stop. I love Hero. I love Drogic or Gordic, whatever his name is. I love those guys. And then they even have Butler. Who knew? The Heat are a damn good team. Florida may have COVID, and it also may have an NBA champion. And you heard that here first. Crowding their ass.
Huh.
You crack me up.
I'm serious. Dude, we're learning a lot from the bubble, and it's that,
hey,
man, you throw teams out of their home arenas, and they're different teams.
Now, that is true. With no crowd noise and all that, that it does take a little bit of getting used to.
A lot of getting used to.
What were you going
to
say, Eddie?
Is it over the line to talk about last week's Rays shenanigans?
No.
Okay, we can talk about the trip he made?
Oh, well, I can just make it. No, don't do that, but... I can say, so I pay for the...
To me, Coach, the whole thing to me is just whacked. Like I still don't believe everything that you've told us.
No, it's real. So I had a wild hair. I said, what if for the first time in my life, I pay for a pick? So this guy is an expert, Parlay Travi, and I gave him, I'm not even kidding, $175 for a pick. And he gives me... And he gives
someone $175 for a lock.
And he gives me a super favorite Glasgow now, the best pitcher for the most part for Tampa Bay.
God, he's so good,
too. He's amazing, and the team they ended up losing. So guess what? Then the next day, this guy gives me a free pick. He gives me the Bucks. The Bucks lose!
Oh, he felt bad. He felt bad, so he gave you another
Coach,
bad
he
pick.
He lost two in a row, and then the third day, he goes with favorites again and finally hit, okay? And so then he's done giving me free picks. The next day, he picks Scherzer, and Scherzer gets hurt in the first inning. So the dude literally was – I only paid for the 175 for one pick, but I could still see him throughout. He went 1-3 in the time that I followed him, and by my calculations,
a great investment of that $175.
That I might as well have taken it and thrown it in the Cumberland River because that was so dumb of me. That would have been a more wiser investment. But yes, I paid for picks for the first time, and wow, was that god awful! He gave me favorites that didn't even hit. But yeah,
so
by
now,
my calculations,
so now, Coach,
he was a
I would like to.
He's a whale better, Coach. So by my calculations,
you should have hit up Cash Out King.
He literally lost $14,000 over the course of the weekend, but he continued to post pictures of money and cars and steak dinners, which makes no sense. Which kind of tells me that he's a fraud. If you lost $11,000, how are you still doing the steak dinners and the Vegas trips? But
you think, Coach? You think he's a fraud?
But he's not only that; he's also an idiot because he's rolling around with about $20,000 in cash, and he just takes pictures of it on a table in a hotel room that could get robbed. But yes, what
Coach,
were you going
to
say,
Coach? I would like to propose a little offer here for you.
Oh, you got a pick
you
for him?
You can pay me $100 for a pick right now.
No, hey, Ray, I got you. $99, I'll give you a special.
Hey, you hit me.
Okay, Coach. 98, and I'll give you a pick.
Whoa, right. 97, I'll give you two picks.
Guys, the feeling of getting that in my inbox, a paid-for pick, was just... It was a great feeling.
It's dirty. Until, no, Coach, it's got to be a dirty feeling.
It was a great feeling until I realized, okay, he picked the best pitcher in the game against the worst team. Maybe they were playing the Orioles. That's literally what he did. He didn't even give me a 50-50. He gave me a money line bet, which was you almost had to put three times your money down to win 100.
And you did.
And he absolutely killed
and
me.
And you did.
Did he hit me with then free picks the next 3 days? Yes, but the two of the three lost.
Coach, and I told you, And I told you, you sent me the picture, and I looked at it, and I'm like, Coach, that's not real. It's not real. It's Photoshop.
So yeah, what were you saying? So I had a couple. What did you mean it was Photoshop? Because so either he lost 14,000, or he's Photoshopping these betting tickets with different dates and different pictures.
Yes. So he's literally just making picks, and then I guess to make you feel better, he sends you a picture that says, "Look, I'm so confident in this pick, I bet $11,000 on it."
But what you Coach, zoomed in on the picture, what did you realize from the zoom in?
You could see under the $11,000, there is a different color behind the number than there is in the rest of the picture.
Okay, there we go. See, I couldn't see that, but now it totally makes sense. So yes, I guess he Photoshops his betting slips, and then he'll send you those. So he's not really betting the games.
Correct.
Well, he could be betting, but he's just not betting as much as he says. He's probably betting your $175.
Coacher!
I mean, you paid for his bet is basically what happened.
All right. All right.
So $95, we got a deal?
Hey, 94, Coach. I'll give you two locks right now.
Leave me alone. Dang, that was a low point in my life.
I mean, that's a genius business that this guy started, though.
And he has 70,000 followers on Instagram. He'll do video. He does admit.
Yeah, Coach, but.
Well, the one thing I'll give him props, the next day after a loss, he will admit, hey, guys, we lost last night. So, I mean.
No crap. He has
Coach,
to say
what's
that
he going
right
to say?
Hey, he can't go delete his tweet and act like he won.
But I'm
he
saying,
already tweeted out his pick.
For the new people.
Hey, what's
them.
He going to say? He's going to come back and be like, all right, guys, you all lost that one. I didn't, but you lost it. Sucks to be you.
It was nice that he was at least honest that he lost to the new people that could potentially be going for his business. That's all I'm saying. But yeah, I had to place the bet. I had to drive to a casino. I just went in with a mask, totally disinfectant, and just placed the bet.
Who'd you drive with?
My buddy, Brandon O'Brien.
Okay.
He was like, dude, free ride. You want to roll? And I go, yeah, I'll place a sports bet. I paid $175 for the pick.
So
how was the drive? How long is that?
You paid $175, drove how far?
It's actually under 2 hours.
So 2 hours there, 2 hours back, 4 hours, spent $175 on the pick, then you gambled and you lost. What a hell of a waste.
A waste. And we were listening to him in the car, and we got to hear a first inning bet lose that happened in 2 seconds. Oh. And then we also got to see the Predators go down with an own goal. They were down 3-1 before basically the game even started as we were driving in the car.
And I felt like a jerk too, Coach, because I saw the ticket, you know, that you placed on that game. That you know, there was like, what I saw on the ticket was first inning run, and that's what it said on the top.
The betting tickets are a little confusing. Yes.
Yes. If I would have looked a little lower, there's these two letters that was N-O, and I was like, okay, I didn't see those. So I texted you. Like, all right, Coach, you got the first one. You're like, no, the opposite, you idiot.
Yeah, as we were sitting in the gas station getting gas, we had lost our first inning bet, and the Preds were down 3-0. So the parlay was completely cleaned out. It was a great feeling.
Coach.
It was a low, being at a gas station, all alone, cold, needed a Gatorade, and the bets were donezo, and we still had a road trip to get home back to Nashville.
Oh, boy.
Hey, boys, I'm going to have to run here pretty soon.
I know.
Coach, is a bear there?
Don't get eaten by a bear.
I got four bears, Coach. They're all stuck in a room right now.
And just so you know, as of now, college football has not been canceled, guys. That's the good news.
Oh, Coach, come on.
But conferences are pulling, I heard.
Not yet.
I heard they're pulling out, Coach.
It's a matter of time,
Coach. Oh, the MAC. The MAC did pull out. The MAC pulled out. But we'll talk more about that on Wednesday. And then, I don't know, Eddie, we got to – the Cardinals. What the hell is Major League Baseball going to do? We're going to talk about it on Wednesday. Eddie, I need you to come up with some plan.
More Corona?
Dude, they've played 5 games the entire year, Cardinals, because they have Corona, and they had to cancel their series last week, and then the weekend series against the Cubs, and then the one against the Pirates that was supposed to start today, canceled. So I don't know when the hell they're going to play.
Do you guys have the baseball package? Have you paid for it?
No.
It should be free, Coach. Come on, let's be real.
They're trying to charge me
charging
for the
for
month.
This.
They're trying to charge me $25, and I don't know if I'm going to do it or not.
It's not worth it.
All right.
I mean, I just don't know. Like the St. Louis Cardinals, like you said with the Marlins, they should just be canceled. I don't know how they're going to make up all these games when they've only played 5 freaking games. It makes no sense. I'm so confused.
Hey, I saw Juan Soto's back, though, so that dude tested negative twice again, and I still can't get a negative test? Interesting.
Yeah,
interesting. I'm just going to leave you with that. Very interesting.
I don't know how that works, man. I'm so confused.
I know how it works. He's important, and he needs to get back to playing baseball, so let's zoom a test.
So they just said
that's not a real test.
They just said he's negative?
Yes, come on.
I mean, guys, the Marlins are in first place. Do you realize that?
Because they're not playing.
No, they're back playing, and they have
– Coach, the triple A team's playing.
Yeah. Do you realize their second baseman won a gold medal or silver medal in speed skating at the Olympics?
Apollo so-and-so?
No.
Apollo?
Apollo
Ono?
Yeah. His name, Olympic speed skating silver medalist Eddie Alvarez, makes major league debut with the Marlins.
Wow. Well, I do know that they got beat the other day by the Mets, but I guess they are in first place. Who'd have thunk it, Coach?
I mean, unbelievable.
Hey, and whatever happened with Cespedes?
Oh, he opted out. He decided to opt out.
Oh, he just didn't tell anyone?
He didn't tell anybody, and he just left. And then he, like, when the news story broke or whatever, his agent reached out to the Mets and said he was opting out.
It's almost like he had a wild night out, and then he just thought, hey, let's cover this up with COVID. Just say I'm opting out, and AKA hung over in a hotel room.
Yeah, but Major League Baseball, I don't know. It's just a disaster. I don't know how they're going to do it. I still don't know if they're going to get the season in. Because when you have the Cardinals that have played five games and we are supposed to be a quarter of the way through the season, that just doesn't even make sense.
Well, I think just all what it really just means is that this season just needs to be an asterisk. Like,
Whoever wins it, it's an asterisk.
Yes.
Yes. Just like the Astros a couple years ago. That's a huge asterisk. It's actually not an asterisk. It's a trash can. So,
Coach got him on the way out.
Yeah. All right. Let's go home.
All right, boys. Let's go.
Oh, Eddie, you're already home. Sorry.
Oh, that's rude, Coach.
No, that's true.
It's okay, though. It's okay, though. I get to get up and move around.
All right.
Dang, Coach has been quarantined in his house for over a month.
No, he went on boat rides, dude. Don't let him act like he's staying in his house.
Why are you hating on me for going on a boat ride? Coach, I'm not by anyone. I'm on a boat.
But you had to go to the place to rent the damn boat.
Coach, I didn't pay for it.
Oh.
You think I walked in there and paid for it?
Well, who did? Junior?
My wife.
Oh.
It's funny. A disease, we're still learning about this thing, and then people that aren't even in the medical professional field, you shouldn't be able to go on a boat, Eddie. You had corona over a month ago.
Right. So he's still testing positive for corona. He can't come to work, and then some poor guy, a high school kid, has to clean that boat that is covered in corona.
Coach, they said after a certain amount, he can't even pass it to anybody.
Yes, Coach. 10 days. They're like, just get you. You can't even transmit it. Every doctor, literally, that I've seen tells me the same thing. Oh, my gosh. Your work's making you take this test again? Okay, here we go. Let me stick it up your nose. It's going to come back positive. Thank you.
All right.
And I'm like, so what do I do? She's like, do you want me to write a note to your work and tell them that you can come back? And you could have come back 2 weeks ago? I'm like, no, that won't work. Because my friend Lunchbox thinks I'm still spreading it out.
No, why is it only me? Why do you only blame me?
Because no one cares that I'm on a boat except you.
Hey, you didn't get any negative comments?
According to you, Coach, I got corona. I got corona a month ago. But according to you, I can't even go outside or I'm going to give it to all my neighbors.
I mean,
that's your take on it. Oh, my God. You left the house. Oh, did you tell your neighbors? Oh, my goodness.
Did you track down the person that gave it to you?
No.
Yeah,
no,
see, so you don't know how long they had symptoms.
Dude,
really want to do that, Coach. I feel I've thought about it, and I'm just like, gosh, man, like, I really don't know who it could be, but that's just not the way to go. Like, you can't look at this virus and be mad at the people that gave it to you or be upset at someone who's not being careful. Like you just can't. Like, I think there's a lot of virus shaming going on around it.
Coach, no crap. It's not cool. People are being scarlet lettered left and right. We had a guy that tested at work a month ago, and we made him stay out in the garage. I was like, is he going to go to the bathroom out there in the corner? He's not even allowed in the building, Coach.
Yeah, it's not cool. It's like no one would ever do this with anything else. Like, it's kind of mean, and it hurts people's feelings.
Yeah. No, I understand that people can be super careful and they still get it. I'm just saying, like...
Well, I mean, we know you guys are super careful. Your wife hasn't gotten it.
Yeah, that's crazy, too. No. There has been now. That's what I'm saying. I mean, she may have it now, but I'm saying, like, when I had it, Coach, I didn't really see her, and there was none of that. So, I mean, we were able to escape that.
Coach, all your symptoms are gone, right?
Everything. Everything's gone. I think my smell is probably 75% back.
Oh, you never told us that, Coach.
Well, the thing is, I can smell. I can smell now. Like, I can smell things, you know, but, like, usually my neighbor likes to start fires, like, on the weekend and sit out there and have a campfire. And sometimes I see it and I'm like, it's weird. I can normally smell that, but I can't smell that.
That's freaking weird, Coach.
Yeah. Yeah, but like if I'm drinking coffee, I can smell that.
Coach,
food cooking in the kitchen.
What about a nice Corona, Coach? Can you smell that?
Coach, as soon as you... I can smell it, Coach. Coacher! Coachy. And then I burp and I'm like, I can smell that.
Oh, Coachy.
Oh, boy. All right.
Yeah. All right, boys.
Yeah.
Can I let all the dogs out?
Let the dogs out.
All right, boys. Come on out.
Tell them to scream.
I'm stuck in a room.
Tell them to yell.
Come on out.
Yell.
Be as loud as you want. Come on.
Why are they not studying?
Yeah, don't they have school?
There we go. Oh, my gosh. They're running.
Yell. Tell them to yell.
Come on. Yell really loud. Everybody loud.
Coach, you got boys or girls? They sound like a bunch of screaming girls.
Well, Coach. No, I mean, they're still young, Coach.
Coach. All right,
hey, no, Coach. There was one that was getting deep in there.
Yeah, well, he's the older one.
Oh, okay.
That was Eddie, Coach.
Oh, boy. All right.
All right, boys.
Have a good Monday.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.